弟兄姐妹，朋友早安。
Brothers and sisters, friends, good morning.
你们在家里面的弟兄姐妹们有没有彼此问安呢？
Brothers and sisters are at home. Did you greet each other?
我们在家里面一起聚会，我们除了彼此问安，然后我们彼此说神爱你。
Let's greet each other and also say to each other, God loves you.
我们在这边的弟兄姐妹也有都说神爱，彼此说神爱你。
The brothers and sisters here said that.
然后呢，你现在在家里面，你看着你的家人或跟你一起聚会的人，你跟彼此说，我也爱你。
And also, please say to each other at home that I love you too.
好，我也爱你。
I love you.
我也爱你。怎么你们没有讲啊？刘长老上周证道的时候，不是说在家里面要说我爱你，不是，他说你要说你很漂亮。
Pastor Liu said last week that you should say at home that you are beautiful.
是不是？你要彼此说你很漂亮。
You should say to each other you are beautiful.
那当然你要说我爱你啊。
But of course, then you should say to each other I love you.
所以至少今天这个礼拜我们讲了一次。
So at least this week we will say to each other I love you.
你知道啊？我相信许多的弟兄姐妹们听过这个概念，就是在家庭当中要有敬拜。
I'm pretty sure most of our brothers and sisters have heard this concept that we should worship inside the family.
那我知道呢，很多弟兄姐妹们可能在家里面有所谓的家庭祭坛或家庭敬拜。
And I believe a lot of us have family worship time.
但是我也知道有许多的家庭可能尝试过，可是就是没有办法固定性的这样子聚会。
But I also believe that some families have tried, but for some reason they cannot continue to have it regularly.
但是有一件事情，我们在这个新冠的疫情需要这个居家隔离的这个环境当中，我们有一件事情可以感谢神的。
But one thing that we can praise to the Lord during this quarantine time.
就是我们在家里面现在至少一周都有一起的聚会，是不是？
But at least, you know, at home, as for now, we can gather together and worship the Lord together.
我知道你们当中有一些人不是全家都是基督徒，所以呢你们不是跟家人一起聚会。
I also understand some of you in your family, it might not everybody is a Christian, so it's harder for you to gather together to worship together.
但是我可以邀请你也许你可以愿意邀请你不信的家人，就说这是我教会的聚会，你要不要来跟我一起看看我们都在做什么？
But I think, you know, you can also invite the non-believers and invite them to our fellowship and allow them to observe.
那如果你们一家都是基督徒，或者说你家里面孩子还小的话呢，那更是你们把大家聚集在一起，一起在神面前敬拜。
But if the whole family of yours is believer and your children are still little, you should be more gather everybody together and worship together.
你知道，因为我们对敬拜神这件事情是用一种很严肃、的一个心态来对待的。
Because worship the Lord to us, it's very serious.
可是因为这件事情是很严肃的，结果很多时候我们的心情也变得严肃起来。
But because it is serious, and sometimes it can make us feel serious too.
你如果把你的孩子聚在一起，特别是小小孩啊，他们在旁边一定吵。
When you gather your children, especially the little ones, they always will make noise.
弟兄姐妹，你不要跟你的孩子说，你不要在旁边吵，爸爸妈妈在敬拜。
Please don't tell your little children that. Be quiet because your parents are worshiping.
你更不要跟你的孩子说，你去你自己的房间到那边去玩，不要来吵爸爸妈妈敬拜。
And please do not tell them, go to your room and do not.Bother us because we are worshiping.
因为对你的孩子来说，这个就是爸爸妈妈要敬拜，跟我没关系，他不要跟我在一起。
Because if this will make your children think the worshiping belongs to my parents, it has nothing to do with me.
你要让你的孩子知道，敬拜神、唱诗歌、听神的话，是你要带给他们的这个满足和喜乐的一部分。
You should allow your children to understand that worshiping the Lord and sing the hymn is a part of the satisfaction and the joy that you will bring to your children.
你让小孩子坐在你的旁边或坐在你的脚边。
You allow your children to sit next to you or at your feet.
你在敬拜神的时候，他们是跟着你在一起敬拜神。
When you are worshiping the Lord, they are worshiping together with you.
他们可能很多事情不懂，可是他们可以看见他们是跟父母在一起，然后是一起在神的面前。
They may not understand many things, but they know that they are together with the parents.
赞美神的诗歌，神的话语，还是会进入到他们的心灵里面。
The worshiping songs and the words will also enter into their hearts.
你让孩子在旁边，但是当然你可以让他们玩他们的玩具。
When the children are next to you, you can allow them to play their toys.
你给他们一些书看，或者一些纸笔去画画。
You should allow them to read or draw.
但是呢，能够站在一起唱诗的时候，把他们带到旁边一起唱。
When you are singing the hymns, you can bring them over to sing together with you.
如果长老在讲笑话的时候，带他们来听笑话。
If the preacher is making a joke, you can bring them over to enjoy.
当然，我们教会的牧师比较不讲笑话。
Of course, our preachers here don't usually make jokes.
至少我讲的很少。
Of course, I mean, at least, I don't usually make jokes.
但是呢，当他们孩子听得懂的部分，讲神的话可以让孩子得到益处的时候，你们把他带过来说，你看，这是神的话。
But if you know that your children can understand what the preacher is saying, you should bring them over and allow them to listen.
不需要把孩子严严肃肃的放在旁边，叫他们不准动，不准说。
You don't need to tell them, and they have to sit still, and they have to be quiet, and they cannot move around.
因为坐在那边不动不说，严肃，然后不带笑容，这个不是敬拜。
If you're sitting there without any movement and just sitting still, that's not worship.
你知道当时主耶稣基督在传道的时候，就是有孩子在旁边绕啊、嚷啊、闹的，结果人家就跟他们说，把这些孩子带开。
When Jesus was preaching, there were children around them making noise, and some people told them to take the children away.
孩子太吵了，对不对？平常大人聚会、大人讲话，孩子在旁边吵什么？
Because they're very noisy, and when we have fellowship, they're making too much noise.
可是呢，主耶稣基督说，不要把孩子牵走，因为天国是给孩子的。
But Jesus said to them, "Do not take the children away, because the kingdom belongs to children."
我们要让孩子看见我们做父母的亲近神，我们也要鼓励他们来亲近耶稣。
We should allow our children to see that our closeness with the Lord, and we should allow them to be close to Lord.
我们家主日聚会的时候，在我们的这个客厅就是这样很乱的。
On Sunday worship time at my home, our living room is a mess.
那比较小的孩子，他们有儿童主日聚会，很谢谢他们这些同工和老师的带领。
Thank to the Sunday teachers that my little children have the Sunday children's worship.
可是他们聚会完了，他们没事就要找妈妈找爸爸。
But once they finish their worship time and they have nothing to do, they'll come to look for parents.
或者他们要开始吵。
Or they'll play around.
可是我们。会告诉他们，你不要，你当然不能闹和吵，但是我们是很欢迎他们在我们的旁边做他们要做的事情。
We will tell them, please, and do not make a lot of noise, but we will stay with them and allow them to play together with us.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们来珍惜这一段可以在一起，全家在一起，在神面前敬拜的这个时间。
So brothers and sisters, let's value this time that our family can gather together and worship our Lord.
神如果接纳孩子在他们成长阶段不同的这种个性的呈现的话，我们做家长的同样可以接受。
Because if the Lord can accept the variety personalities of the children as parents, we should also.
今天讲到这个正道的题目是神所赐的能够战胜一切忧虑的平安。
Today's topic is God's peace that conquers all worries.
神那能够战胜一切 忧虑的平安。
God can conquer everything, all the worries.
你知道，如果你对这种所谓的精神或情绪的健康或者这方面，你有去研究过，或者说去参考过。
If you have studied about the mental health.
你也许不是去研究它，但是你可能接触过，或你自己在这个情绪和精神上面受到影响过的。
You may not have studied about it, but you may have contact with it, or you may have experienced by yourself.
你会知道，事实上，这个人的忧虑啊，焦虑，是一个很普遍的一个现象。
You know, it is a common phenomena of what human experiences of the worries and anxiety.
那你如果去做任何就是很随便很这个表面性的调查，你就会看到所有的这些调查和资料当中，忧虑永远是站在这个人最担心又是这个在这个精神健康层面的，永远是站到第一个首要的一个问题。
If you have read some studies, you should have realized that anxiety is always the top one that the human beings have kind of feared.
这个国际医疗组织做的统计说，全世界的人口每13个人里面就有一个，他是有焦虑症。
Now, WHO has already did some research that one in 13 globally suffers from anxiety.
美国的这个 CDC 这个疾病控制中心，同样他们做的统计说，在美国每一年有4000万的人，18岁以上美国的人有4000万的人是有焦虑症的。
Now, also CDC has already done some studies which show that in America, 40 million Americans are suffering some common mental illness.
这是美国的总人口数的 18.1%。
This is 18.1% of the whole U.S. population.
这个美国或者说世界著名的一个 Pew Research， 他们是专门做调查的一个机构，在2018年的时候，调查在美国的青少年13岁到17岁之间的青少年，他们发现。
There's a famous research called Pew Research in America. In 2018, they did some study about teenagers aged from 13 to 17.
他们问他们调查的对象这些青少年，他们说：“你认为这个忧虑症是一个严重的问题，还是只是一个些微的问题，还是不是问题？”
They asked all these teenagers if anxiety is a major problem to them, or it is a minor problem, or it's not a problem to them.
美国所有70%的青少年，他们说70%的调查的青少年说是一个严重的问题。
70% of these teenagers said this was a major problem to them.
26% 的说是问题，不过是一个比较微小的问题。
26% of them said it was a problem, but it was a minor problem to them.
调查的人数96%都说是问题。
So 96% in total, they said the anxiety was a problem to them.
我稍微看了一下其他资料，今天统计资料，我今天就不跟各位分享所有的资料，但是全球性的。这个国际卫生组织讲的，全美国所讲的，你如果看其他的国家，你如果去看其他的这个每一州每一个市所做的调查统计数字，就差不多都是这样子一样。
So when you look at the research study done in America or in the whole globally, or you can look at the news and studies from week to week, the research results are pretty much similar.
忧虑、焦虑，永远是现代人的最大的这个碰到的一个生活上面的一个情绪、精神上面的问题。
So worries and anxiety is always the biggest problem that our modern human beings have encountered.
你知道我记得大概一年半以前有一次我跟一个弟兄我们在这个交谈。
I remember I was talking to a brother over a year ago.
他跟我说他有一次到了我们这附近一个私人的医院。
He told me that he went to a private clinic one time.
那这个私人的医院做得很大，规模很大。那他去了这个医院里面的急诊室。
This private hospital was a huge hospital, and he went to the emergency room.
可是啊，这个急诊室里面空空荡荡的，没什么人。
But it was empty inside the emergency room.
他就问在那边工作值班的这个医护人员，就说：“怎么你们这边的这个急诊室这么空荡？”
So he asked the staff inside the emergency room, "Why is it so empty here?"
他说我们这个急诊室要关门了。
And he was told that this ER is going to be shut down soon.
他说急诊室没钱赚。
Because we don't make money here.
他说我们经医院的老板和他们的这些总裁啊，他们已经看见了一个社会的现象。
Because the CEOs of our hospital have seen this phenomena in our society.
在美国，在我们社区当中，我们要面对的不是急诊，我们所要面对的是焦虑症，是精神上面的医疗。
In America, in our community, what we face is not emergency. What we face is the mental illness.
所以我们这整个这么大的这一块，是原本是做急诊室的，要全部改成精神治疗和这个情绪治疗的。场地。
So they are going to convert this whole emergency room as a behavioral health area.
世界著名的在美国的 Mayo Clinic， 他们为这个所谓的忧虑症或焦虑症下一个定义。
A famous hospital, Mayo Clinic, has already defined what is anxiety.
他们说这个所谓的忧虑症啊，就是说你是在你的情绪当中感到一种很强烈的，而且是不断性的这种恐惧和忧虑。
So the definition is anxiety is an intense and excessive and a persistent worry and a fear about your situation.
每天当中生活当中所碰到的各样各类的事情人事物都会造成我们有这种忧虑的感受。
What you have encountered on your daily life has caused the anxiety.
可是这不是只是精神层面的一种压力啊，在我们的这个身体的层面，肉体的层面会有表现的。
This is not only the stress to your This is not only the mental stress, but it also manifested physically.
心跳会增快。
Your heart rate will go up.
呼吸会变得急促。
Your breathing will be fast.
你会开始流汗。
You will be sweating.
然后呢，你就会觉得疲惫。
Then you will feel tired.
有些人，他们忧虑症严重到一个地步，他们是会觉得他们没有办法面对他们的生活。
Sometimes if the anxiety is too severe and some people may feel that they cannot face their life.
而这种恐惧和这种忧虑会压迫一个人到一个地步，他没有办法过一个普通人的生活。
So this anxiety and caused the fear sometimes will not allow them to have a normal people's life.
这实在是不像是一个人该过的生活。
This is not the life that we should have.
我们想到生命的可贵，我们想到这个生命应该要有的丰富。
When we think about how precious our life is and how bountiful our life is.
我现在不是讲基督徒认为的生命，我现在是讲人认为的生命。
I'm not talking about the life that Christians are talking about. I'm only talking about the life that human being thinks of.
因为我们对生命的珍惜。
Because we value our life.
因为我们对生命的盼望。
What we hope in our life.
因为我们对生命的寄托。
What we have given on our life.
我那种被忧虑、被忧愁、被恐惧这样子压榨的生活，是人的生活吗？
When our life is under the stress of the anxiety and the fear, that's not the life that we want.
我们在心里面总觉得这不是人的生活啊。
This is not the life that a human being should experience.
我们要跳出这样的一种这种忧虑、这样的一种局限、这样的压迫。
We should come out of the stress of the anxiety.
这是我们人生的经历。
This is our experience.
那这的确是一个我们需要面对的一个现实的一个问题。
But this is also a fact that we all have to face.
这个不是别人的问题，这是我们每一个人自己会遇见的问题。
This is not somebody else's problem. This is the problem that each of us will face.
美国过去这三个月，因为这个病毒疫情的关系，大家都留在家里，大家都隔离。
So, because of the quarantine order that all of us are staying home during the past 3 months.
实在是压迫的太厉害了，我们要出去，我们要出去。
This is very stressful. Every of us wants to go out.
受不了了，我要去外面吃饭，我要去外面见朋友，我要去外面玩。
We cannot take this anymore. We want to go out to eat. We want to go out to meet friends and want to go out to play.
我要去看这些体育的这个比赛。
I want to go watch the sports game.
然后如果有重要的这个社会上面、政治上面的这个集会，我也要去参与。
If there's any important gathering, I want to attend too.
好，所以大家过去这两周就开始好像慢慢得到解放了。我们要克服这个疫情啊。
So slowly, during the past 2 weeks, we are losing up. And,
we want the freedom. We're liberated, right? We want to overcome this pandemic, right? 结果呢?
As a result.
我知道你们很多人不想看新闻了。
I know a lot of you don't want to read the news anymore.
因为新闻都是旧闻，而且都是让人看了就难过的，这些什么资料。
The news is not the news anymore, and the news will make us upset.
很难能够得到所谓的真正平衡的，又讲好事又讲坏事的新闻，反正就光讲坏事的新闻而已。
It is very hard for a news to reach the balance.
可是你如果关心我们现在美国的社会的情形，你就知道啊，那过去这两周，现在是不是每天得病的人是越来越多而已，比之前，比三个月前更多。
But if you pay attention on the news, you would know during the past week,every day we have more and more new cases of coronavirus, and it's even higher than 3 months ago.
美国要重新考虑又把大家全部都这个挤回家里面不准出门的这个命令，只是时间的问题而已。
America is reconsidering to have the stay at home order again. It's just up to it's just the matter of the time.
对，美国一个很大的报纸，我不要讲哪一个报纸，他就。第一个登的就是美国人现在的焦虑是什么。
There's a major newspaper, which just published recently. What is the first anxiety of American?
你现在这个社会是前景暗淡啊。
At this current time, we don't see the future.
Yeah, and it's dark, and it's bleak, and it's hopeless. 是不是疫情？这一波比前面更大波的这样子盖卷而来。
And the pandemic seems getting worse and worse.
美国今年要大选。
There's an election this year.
今年选总统，可能你要看哪一个总统候选人戴口罩不戴口罩，你去选。
So when you elect the president this year, are you based on whether he wears a mask or not?
哪一个总统可能使美国的经济重新振作起来。
Or which president can lead Americans to to reach the in the higher economical level again.
美国种族社会这边 之间，然后 警方暴力的这个程序一直不断的提升，一直不断的提升，谁能够解决？
Who will solve the problem of the racism among Americans?
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
人都是在努力的克服我们的恐惧和忧虑的。
As we know that human beings always do our best to overcome our fears and anxiety.
越有能力的人，越有资源的人，他们就能够更有效地克服他们的恐惧和克服他们的忧虑。
We know that high-performing people or the people with more resources, they have more abilities to overcome the fear and anxieties.
而这些有能力有资源有魄力的人就成为今天世界上面的领导人。
And these group of people, of course, become the leaders of this world.
我们不但期望有这样的领导人出现，我们也对自己有一个期许，就是我们也要这样子能够领导自己生命，领导这个世界上面的人。
We hope there are more and more leaders like that, but we also have the expectations to ourselves that we have the ability to overcome all those fears and anxieties.
所以今天大家就说，我们要看这个人的忍耐力，我们要看人的魄力，我们要看人的精神力。
That's why nowadays we talk about that we have to look at human beings' ability of tolerating and
let's look to the human spirit. Let's look to the human ingenuity. Let's depend on the human ability and let's overcome this. Let's overcome this. 但是虽然人有这样子的一个意愿，但是弟兄姐妹，这不是答案啊。
Of course, you know, although we as human beings have this willingness, this is not the answer.
因为我们再怎么样的有能力，我们再怎么样的有资源，我们再怎么样的有魄力，人对自己有一个层面的了解，就知道我们的贡献，我们的这个控制力和范围，只能够达到一个局限。
Although we have this ability and we have this willingness to overcome, we know that as human being, we are limited.
今天世界上讲的是克服。
Today, what we talk about is overcoming in the society.
今天世界上面讲的是要有这个坚强的意志。
We talk about this.
We need to have a strong willpower.
Okay.
我们今天在世界上面讲到的是要有一个强大的这个精神。We need to have this immeasurable and immense mental toughness. 然后很多时候
But many times
我们作为神的儿女做基督徒
As a Christian, as God's children,
当我们在面对这种情况不明朗或者是生活失控的时候，我们的思想、我们的观念也跟这些不认识神的人是一样的。
When we face the situation that we don't have much control of our situation, as a Christian and God's children, sometimes.We might feel the same as the non-believers.
我们来看圣经。
Let's read Bible.
我们来看腓立比书第四章第六到七节。
Let's read Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7.
你们在你们的圣经里找到的时候，跟我们一起读。
When you find it in your Bible, let's read it together.
这是神的话。
This is God's word.
腓立比书第四章第六到第七节说，当应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢 将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹，
Brothers and sisters,
神的话给我们答案。
We can find the answer from God's word.
神的话给我们能够信靠的根基。
God's words also give us the foundation to depend on.
神的话给我们一个方向。
It directs us.
神的话给我们对事情的想法的态度。
It also corrects our attitude.
神的话赐给我们能力，让我们能够朝着这个神的心意的方向去走。
It also gives us this power to walk towards God's will.
因为神知道人的问题。
Because God knows our problem.
所以神要让我们了解他的心意，他就把他的心意写下来。
So God allows us to learn about His will, so He wrote down His will.
神知道我们在这个世界上面，我们所要面对的困难。
He knows the troubles that we face in this world.
他知道我们人在我们的身体、精神、灵魂层面所要受到的打击，所要面对的挑战。
He knows the challenge that we face physically, mentally, and spiritually.
他知道这一切都是罪在这个世界上面运行而成的。
He knows this is the result of the sin.
所以他要将世人借着主耶稣基督的拯救带回到他的面前。
So, he wants to bring everybody back to him again through the sacrifice that Jesus has done for us.
他要从这个罪恶的世界当中把一群爱他，他也爱属于他的人能够挽救出来。
He wants to save this group of his children that he knows that who love him.
这一群人是跟随耶稣的。
This group of people will follow Jesus.
这一群人是要在主耶稣基督的里面渐渐的成长，更认识神，然后能够经历到这个生命的宝贵和生命的生命的宝贵和生命的丰富。
This group of people will grow in Jesus, and this group of people will experience the value of the life and the preciousness of the life that God has given to us.
今天我们做基督徒的，我们就是在这个生命的成长过程当中。
As a Christian today, our life is growing.
因为神把我们拯救出来，他要让我们看见我们走的路是跟这个世界上面的人走的路是不同的路。
God has saved us because He wants to see that what we will be going through is different from what the rest of the world will go through.
是一个已经被拯救了的路。
This path is a path which has salvation already.
是一个有神同在的恩典的路。
This path has the grace that God has given to us.
是一个神赐给我们能力能够有盼望的路。
This path is a path that God has given us the power and hope.
是一个我们可以用我们神所赐给我们的能力，神所赐给我们的资源，好好的去走，但是我们却知道结局和这个成果永远是在神美好心意的手中的这个路。
This path is with God's power and grace, but also when we walk on this path, we all know our end, that where our hope is.
弟兄姐妹，让我们一起来看神的话。
Let's look at God's words together.
然后让我们来调整我们的知识。
Then we can adjust our knowledge.
然后呢，因为有正确的知识，我们就可以调整我们的心态。
So with the correct knowledge, so we can adjust our attitude.
然后呢，我们就能够在圣灵充满之下，我们能够有一个不同的心境。
So hopefully, once we're filled up with Spirit, and our heart will be different.
我们为什么要看圣经？
Why do we need to read Bible?
为什么不是只要听这个牧师或者是哪一个人讲一篇信息就好了？
Why is it not enough just to listen to the preacher's words or somebody's sermon?
因为我们要听的不是人的话，我们要去听的是神的话。
Because what we need to listen is God's words, not human beings' words.
我们来看这个第六、第七节的时候，我要给各位。一个讲，今天要讲的很清楚，为什么神的话跟人的话有什么不同？
Now, when we read verse 6 and 7, I want to clearly tell you what's the difference between God's word and human's word.
然后它的不同会带来我们生命当中什么样实际的影响？
Now, the difference, how will the difference affect us at, in our real life?
我们同样是用圣经，是不是？
We are using Bible.
可是我们是不是了解神对我们说的话和他的心意，还是我们把我们人的这个意念读到神的话里面？
Do we understand what God is trying to tell us, or we're trying to implement what humans' thoughts are in the Bible?
保罗在这边第四章第六节告诉信徒说，要一无挂虑。
Now, Paul is telling the believers, do not be anxious about anything.
要一无挂虑。
Be not anxious about anything.
如果我们不把神的心意读出来，我们有了这句话，我们就可以说啊，基督徒啊，我们要精神壮大，我们要克服我们的忧虑，我们要一无挂虑，毫无忧虑的去过生活。
So when we look at this verse, we can we can understand in this way, you know, we should overcome our anxiety. We should not worry about anything in our life.
你要做一个克服者。
You should be always you should be an overcomer.
你要做一个得胜的人。
You should be a successful.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Successful man.
你要克服你的忧虑。
You should overcome your anxiety.
过一个无忧无虑的生活。
So you will have a life without any worrisome.
不要让世界上面的人和事来让你担心。
Don't allow the earthly things make you worry.
神的话说，一当一无挂虑。
Because God says already, do not be anxious about anything.
可是你知道这是错误的。
But you know this is wrong.
因为如果我们这样子去解释神的心意的话，你知道谁也讲这样的话吗？
If we explain God's will this way,
就是不要忧虑，无忧无虑，好好的过生活，不要有麻烦和问题。
And you tell people, do not worry and do not have any trouble. Just live without being anxious about anything.
克服你的忧虑，保持一个愉快的心情。
Overcome your anxieties and keep a happy heart.
谁也这样子讲。
Whoever said this.
很有名呢。
Very famous. Very famous person.
迪士尼的狮子王。
It's a Lion King from Disney movie.
你们做大人的可能不知道，小小孩都知道。
Adults might not know this, but the little children all know this.
Hakuna Matata.
This is a song that they sing in Lion King.
你说
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
是什么意思？
What does that mean?
不要忧愁。
Do not worry.
生活不要有烦恼。
Do not have trouble.
不要有问题。
Do not have problems.
保持愉快的心情。
Keep a happy heart.
因为那只小狮子王小时候看见爸爸死掉了。
Because that little lion and witnessed the death of his father.
结果他这个凶狠的这个恶人叔叔。
And he's this bad uncle.
自己想要当王，所以要把这个小狮子王排挤出去。
Because he wanted to be the lion king. So he wanted to get rid of the little lion.
告诉他说，你爸爸的死是你的问题。
And he told this little lion that his father's death was caused by him.
如果你不存在的话，你爸今天就不会死。
If you did not exist, your father would not die.
只有这个小小的狮子就只好离家出走，带着这个极度的惭愧，带着极度的内疚，带着极度的失望伤心，离开了他的这个家人。
So this little lion felt extremely guilty and he left his family.
结果在漫游半天又饿又渴，结果在森林里面碰到另外两只动物。
And he met the other two animals in the forest.
动物就问他，为什么你愁眉苦脸？
Then the other two animals asked them, why you're not happy?
为什么你对生活不留恋呢？
Why you don't like the life?
为什么你不吃不喝啊？
Why you don't want to eat or drink?
他就跟他们讲了他的这个故事。
So he told them what he has experienced.
结果这个两个后来成为他的好朋友。
These two animals became his good friends and told him.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata.
你不要忧愁，这没事，不要忧愁。
Do not worry.
干嘛让生活上面这些事情让你烦恼呢？
Why are you worried about?
我们要过一个没问题的生活，没有问题的生活。
We should have.
有好的时候就吃好的。
If you have good food and eat it.
你没有好的东西的时候，吃虫子也过得去。
If you have no food, you can eat bugs. You can also you will still live.
对吧？你们知道他们这两个朋友，一个是山猪，另外一个是什么老鼠，我也搞不清楚。
The two animals. One is the
one is a warthog.
Warthog.
Yeah.
The other one is.
I don't know. The other one is like some kind of squirrel. I don't know. I'm wrong. Oh, meerkat. Yeah.
Meerkat.
结果这只狮子就跟着他们学吃虫。
So the lion learned to eat bugs with them, from them.
那几年下来，这个狮子王完全没有狮子的威风啊，看起来就像是一个披头散发的嬉皮。
So after a few years, this lion didn't look like a lion at all, and looks like a
like a long-haired, pot-smoking hippie lion.八零年代有一个很出名的有一首歌
There was a famous song in 1980s
叫做 Don't Worry Be Happy
Don't Worry Be Happy
不要担心只要快乐就是今天你们很多人都会唱的我一讲 Don't Worry Be Happy 你们就知道这首歌了对不对
A lot of us know the song Don't Worry Be Happy
圣经里面是告诉我们你要一无挂虑无忧无愁无虑然后就只要高兴好好的调整心情过生活就好了吗
The Bible tells us that do not be anxious about anything and just adjust your attitude and be happy and live on your life.
只要想正面的思想就好了。
You need to focus on what is positive.
告诉你自己你能够克服它，告诉你自己你能够不忧虑，告诉你自己你要快乐，你要满足。
Tell yourself you can overcome and tell yourself you should be happy and you should be satisfied.
你知道今天在这个世界上面不认识神的人这样子说就算了，今天在教会里面也有人用这样的方法来带基督徒。
I think it sounds okay that if a non-Christian said that, but I know a lot of Christians even think this way.
你今天在教会里面，如果这些带领教会的人是那种个性坚强、这个精神壮大、有魄力、有干劲的人，他们就这样子带着信徒，就说我们可以克服一切，那你就跟着人走。
Now, if the leaders of the church have this mentality today, that then you are following the people.
你今天要是教会里面做带领的人说哦不是我们不是讲的这种干劲和精神力我们就是只要你看第六节说啊要怎么样凡事借着祷告
Now if the leaders in church then will tell you that no we're not going this way but look at the Bible in everything by prayer
你有忧虑吗是你有忧虑
Do you have worry? Yes, you do.
这个世界上是不是很多忧虑啊？是。
There are a lot of worries in this world.
别人有忧虑，你看得出来，你自己的忧虑你也知道。
You see others are worried, and you know that yourself are worried.
我们大家都到教会在一起，我们就天天祷告，我们花几个小时在一起，大家就抱在一起祷告。
We come to church, we gather together, and we spend hours to pray.
祷告，祷告，祷告，祷告，你就没有忧虑了。
And just.Keep praying and praying, and your worries will be gone.
因为圣经说，当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告。
Because Bible said that, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer.
今天世界上的人不认识神，他们可以从人的哲学，可以从其他的宗教里面达到一种精神层面，面对现实生活上面的忧虑的一种反应和策略。
Now the people who do not know God, they will learn how to overcome anxiety by other religious activities or
religious activities or practice or philosophy, right? Or self-help. 可是更可怕的是，今天在所谓的教会里面冠上一个我也有圣经的根据，然后呢，前面加一个基督徒式的忧虑这个克服法，好像我们就说这是神的心意，我们大家就去跟随。
But more scary is today in church, a lot of Christians use Bible words and to cover what we think about anxiety.
却不知道这是似是而非，以假乱真，更不容易分辨出神赐给我们这么珍贵、这么宝贵的生命和真理的意义在哪里。Yeah, so because we're so bought into these Christianized phraseology and using some scripture out of its context to supply what the man is saying, that these things are so hard to discern and distinguish, and while we think we're doing Christian things, we're actually not following God's will, we do not know God's way, and we're actually not even coming close to the fullness, the bountifulness, and the beauty of what God has for us. 这就是为什么我们不能跟人，我们要跟神的话。
That's the reason we should not follow human beings, we should follow God's words.
我们今天在教会里面，当我们说我们要跟一个所谓的属灵领袖的时候，你要看是他是在讲神的话，还是他在讲人的这个哲学。
Today, when we're in church, when you say, I want to follow that spiritual leader, you have to identify whether he's talking about God's words.
我们在一起做神的儿女，我们做基督徒，我们是一起来寻求，借着神的话寻求他的心意，还是我们要满足我们人情绪上面、心理上面的需要，然后扭曲圣经来支持我们自己的这种看法和想法。
As children of God, are we together to seek God's will and to satisfy our own hearts, or are we seeking to only satisfy our own hearts instead of using God's word?
当圣经当保罗说要一无挂虑的时候
，When Bible and Paul talked about do not be anxious，
只是要来到神的面前祷告的时候
，Come to God and pray。
他是说，在人生当中一定有我们不满意的事情。
He's saying that.In our life, there must be something that we're not happy and not satisfied.
因为我们是对生命认真，是对生命负责的人。
Because we are serious with our life and we're responsible with our life.
所以事情会挂在我们的心上。
So of course, certain things will be stuck in our heart.
我会想，我会考虑。
We will think and we will consider.
我会去关心，我会去想要帮助。
We will care and we will want to help.
但是事情往往会出于我们的意料之外，或者是往往会好像有一种负面性的这个层面表现的时候，我们就会担心，我们就会不舒服啊。
Of course, a lot of things are out of our expectations, and when there are negative sides of the things happened, we will worry.
但是当我们在这样的环境当中的时候，我们不需要为任何的一件事情去忧虑。
But when we are in this kind of situations, we do not need to be anxious about anything.
事情摆在我们的心中，我们要去想，我们要去面对，但是我们不需要，我们也不用去为它忧虑。
When things are happening, we will think about it, we will, We will talk about it, but we do not need to be anxious.
你知道在前面第四节，保罗才说你们要靠主常常，不是只是不忧虑，你要常常喜乐。
At verse 4, Paul talked about rejoicing the Lord always.
保罗写这个腓律比书的时候，他人在罗马的监狱里面。
Now, when Paul was writing Philippians, he was in the prison in Rome.
他已经传福音快十年了。
He has already preached the gospel for about 10 years.
他是神所拣选的使徒。
He is a chosen disciple.
他是做神事工的人。
He is doing God's work.
他把他的身份，这个财物，将他的名声全部都摆下来了，为的就是要去，就是要以主耶稣基督的福音去拯救人。
He gave up his status and all his resources. So he wanted to just follow Jesus.
And to preach the gospel work for Jesus, right? 他是一个有神的同在，他是一个有这个神迹奇事跟着他的一个是如假，这个叫什么？如假包换的一个真使徒。
He's a man that has God's presence with him, and he's someone who can perform, also who can perform miracles.
这样子的人，可是在他的这个事工的这么多年当中，屡次的受到人的攻击。
But he also had been attacked many times by human beings.
他甚至被他自己带信主建立的教会的人去被他们怀疑，被他们做人身攻击。
He was also attacked by the people that he led to his church.
现在受了冤枉，被下到罗马的监狱里面。
And he was also put in the prison in Rome.
你说他有没有面对生活上面的挑战和不如意啊？
Can't you say that he has not faced challenging or?
不但是当时世界的这个动荡不安，他是清楚的不得了。
He knows at that time the society was not stable. He
甚至对人与人之间的那种关系，然后会受到破坏或受到背叛的那个感受，他是了如指掌。
He actually understood clearly about the human relationship and the persecutions from human beings.
他曾经，你们记得吗？他曾经为了传福音，在一个城市里面被人家拿石头砸到半死，人家以为他死了就把他扔在这个郊外去，结果呢，他不多时，他呼一口气回来，又活过来了。
He was almost stoned to death in a city when he was preaching God's word, and then he was thrown. He was thrown outside of the city, and he woke up.
他为了那些人的灵魂啊，他为了那些人的生命的拯救，去那边传福音，最后被人家打成这个样子。
All he was doing was trying to save those souls.But he was stoned almost to death.
但是他说啊，这些事情会发生，但是我们不用为任何的一件事情去忧虑。
He said everything will happen, but we do not need to be anxious about anything.
今天的人，我们的想法都是，如果要我不忧虑，我就不要碰见这个困难或者是伤痛的事。
Today, you know, what we think is unless I don't have any negative things happen with me, and I will not worry.
我不要做挑战性太高，我自己知道我做不到的事情。我不要跟人家结交的太深，我们要保持一点的距离。
I don't want much challenge. I don't want to have deep relationships with others.
因为这样生活起来容易点嘛。
Because this life is easier.
我如果有四万块钱需要买车，我就买两万块的就好了。
If I have $4,000, I want to buy a car.
$40,000. Yeah, if I have $40,000, then I'll just buy a car that's worth $20,000. Because it's easy, it's comfortable. 对不对？你如果只有2000块钱，你想要去买两万块钱的车，那你受得了吗？
If you only have $2,000 and you want to buy a car worth $20,000.
我要一无忧虑，所以我就只要在我的这个能力范围控制之内，我好好的做，我就不要多做了。
So if I don't want to be anxious, I just do, I just do what is within my ability.
神的话不是这样子告诉我们的。
But God didn't tell us that.
生命，神所赐的生命是让我们能够发光的生命。
The God, the life God has given us is a life that He wants to shine.
神要在我们的生命当中给我们挑战，有的时候挑战是困难的，但是他的目的是为了要让我们能够成长。
God gives us a challenge in our life. Sometimes the challenge is hard, but through the challenge we can grow.
然后在我们碰到困难的时候，当我们心里面承受不了的时候，神说你不要自己担他，否则你就忧虑了。
So when we have when we face problems and when we cannot take it anymore, God tells us.
你不需要为任何的一件事情忧虑，但是你要在所有的事情上面，凡事所有的事情上面，你要来依靠我。
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything you have to depend on me.
祷告就是跟神有生命上面的联系。
Prayer is a connection with God.
祈求就是把我生活当中的每一件事情，大的小的，全部一点一滴的报告给神。
Supplication is we tell God what, whether it's big or small, anything, everything with in our life.
感谢就是说神啊，不论我身外的环境，不论我心内的感受，主啊，你是爱我的，主啊，你是赐给我生命气息的神。
When thanksgiving is whatever our situation is, we always thank God and think that the God is the one who gave me life and who gave me breath.
我们越早了解到耶稣是我们的答案，耶稣是我们的依靠，我们越早得到释放。
The earlier we know that Jesus is our life, Jesus is the answer, the earlier we can be relieved.
这是神的应许。
This is God's promise.
这不是一个我们自己态度的调整和克服啊。
This is not just the adjustment.
神的应许是你不需，你是属于我的人，你不用忧虑。
God's promise is you belong to me, you do not worry.
因为你一切的事情你都可以交给我。
Because everything that you can just give it to me.
我不但告诉你怎么走。
I not only tell you how to walk.
我跟着你一起走。
I will walk with you.
你走不动的时候，我扶着你走。
When you're tired, I will help you to walk.
这是我们的主耶稣基督。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ.
你有没有在这个碰到很严重的病的时候，你要找医生？
Now, when you have serious illness, you will look for a doctor.
不是小病，小病在家养一养就好。我们这是大病，你要找专科的。
Not just minor illness, but this is a serious illness. You have to look for a specialist.
这个病也不是可以拖个几个月、几年的。这个是马上就需要处理的，危害生命的这种病。
This is a life-threatening illness that you have to seek attention.
有人跟你讲，这边有这位医生是最好的、最有权威的，全世界找不到比他更好的，这是他的电话。
Somebody told you there's a doctor who's the best in the world and his phone number.
你当然拨啊，是不是？
Of course, you will dial the number.
你拨起来。
And you dial the number.
医生。
Doctor.
两声，不是医生。那个响，这个铃响一声。
It rings once.
响两声。
Twice.
你想他人在不在啊？他是名医啊，可能人很多，是不是？病人很多啊。
Or maybe he has too many patients.
响三声。
Three times.
响四声。
Four times.
他不会去这个假期了吧？
Or maybe he's on vacation.
啊，响五声，响六声。
Five times, six times.
你开始想，他这留言机会不会，答录机会不会出来啊？
Maybe it will be end up in a voicemail.
七声、八声之后。
Seven times, eight times.
结果你听到对面来了一个 hello.
Then you heard somebody said hello.
啊，你等一下。
Please wait.
不是你自己等一下。
Then
you wait for a minute, 因为你不知道这个 hello 是不是打录机的 hello。
Then you wait for a minute because you're not sure if it's a voicemail.
结果这边说 this is so and so doctor, 我是某某医生，你找我有事吗？
Then the voice says this is Dr. So and So, how can I help you?
人家都打不进去的给你打进去了。
Nobody actually can reach this doctor, but you did.
他不是前面柜台在帮你 接电话，是他医生本人。
This is not the receptionist, but this is the doctor himself.
你的心情是什么？
How would you feel?
马上你这个无解的问题交到一个可以解决的人的手中了。
You have an unanswered problem and now somebody can answer for you.
这个叫祷告。
This is a prayer.
那你祷告你跟神之间有了这个连接上了，他在跟你说话，那你讲什么？
Now you prayed and God connect with you and what are you going to say?
你跟医生讲啊，哦，医生啊，我需要，我现在有这个问题。
Now you tell the doctor, I have this problem.
我每天的生活是怎么样？
What is my daily life?
受到什么样的影响？有什么样的症状？
What my symptoms are?
我看了多少其他的医生？我读了多少书籍？这是我所有的知识。
I did a lot of researches and I've already seeked a lot of other medical advices.
可是现在这是我的问题啊！
But this is still my problem. I need some help.
这个叫什么？
What is this?
这个叫祈求。
This is supplication.
把我们自己的每一件事情交在主的手中，清清楚楚的把自己表达出来。神啊，这是我所面对的，这是我现在所做的，这个是我做过的，这个是我不知道该不该做的，这个是我想做的。你现在告诉我，对吗？
So you give everything that you're handling to God's words, and you clearly tell God what you have done, what you have not done, and allow Him to understand you clearly.
那医生听完了他怎么说？
So after the doctor heard you, he said, how would he say? What would he say?
你到我的这个诊所里面吧，我们好好谈一谈，然后我们来一起处理。
Come to my office, I need to talk to you, then we can solve the problem together.
他说没问题。
Okay, no problem.
我可以帮你。
I can help you.
那你就怎么样？
Then what are you going to do?
谢谢医生。
Thank you, doctor.
谢谢医生。
Thank you, doctor.
那是一句谢谢，是表达不尽出我这个心里面所想的感动和感恩啊。
So it is not enough to express how gracious I am.
你这么忙，你这么多事
，You have so many things to deal with.
你大可以不用接我这个病人。
You don't have to take me.
你不但接了我的这个电话，你还要来照顾我，你还告诉我说你会跟我一步一步的走。
You not only answer my phone call, but you also told me that you will take care of me. You will work together with me. What is this?
这不就是感谢吗？
This is thanksgiving.
当我们将自己完完全全的交在主手中的时候，
When we give us ourselves to God's hands completely,
我们会去关心我们的生活。
We will care for our life.
我们需要把我们生命当中我们的责任我们要扛在肩上。
The responsibilities of our life we will take on our shoulder.
可是我们不用为任何的一件事情挂虑，因为每一件事情我们都已经找到了可以替我们解决的人。
But we do not be anxious about anything or everything because we have found someone who will solve the problem for us.
这个人是主耶稣基督。
This is Jesus Christ.
他不只是人啊，他是神啊。
He is not just a human being, but he is also a God.
为什么我们要来看神的话？
Why do we look at God's word?
我们人是不是常说口说无凭啊？
We always say that what you...
Yeah, words amount to nothing. Words amount to nothing. 你要给我一个保证，你口头给我保证吗？
You have to give me a promise. Are you going to give me a verbal promise?
那口头保证有用吗？
Is verbal promise useful?
那买房子请 Steve 帮我们做个贷款。
Now if we want to buy a house, we'll ask Steve to help you with the loan.
Steve 是不会这样，所以我不要用他当例子。我们就说找另外一个人。找另外一个这种这个做贷款的人啊。他跟你说好，我帮你办。
Okay, Steve would not do that, but we'll find another loan agent.
他不但说我帮你办，
他
还拍胸脯说我帮你办。
He's very proud. He will very proudly say that I'll help you.
然后他说啊，你要先给我定金，我才帮你办呢。
But you have to give me some deposit before I can help you.
4000块进到我的口袋，我就替你开始办了。
If you can give me $4,000 deposit, I'll help you.
那你说你可不可以给我写点什么？什么？我们既然要有一个生意上往来，你要给我写一份什么？我们合作的，还有你的这个给我的这个保证，说这个要多少天之内，然后呢要多少钱可以进来啊？是不是
？But maybe we should have a contract.
这个人说不用。
Then that person says, "No, we don't need it. Anything I said is a promise."
也许这个人是很有信用的人。
Maybe this person will keep his promise.
也许他是这，就是有些人他们就是不愿意写东西。他说我的话就像金子一样。每个人说我的话就像金子一样。
Because some people do not like to write contract, but they will keep their promise and they will say, "My words are like gold."
对，我的话说出去了，打死我也不会变。
What I said will be.
但是你敢信这种人吗？ I will not change it.
But will you believe them?
那你如果交给 Steve 的话。
But if, of course, if you, if Steve is your loan agent,
他不但告诉你他会帮你做，他会解释给你他怎么做，然后他会给把他的名字写下来说，我签这个字据，就是说我们一定可以合作起来，你可以找我负责。
He will not only tell you that he will help you and how he will help you, and he will also make a contract with you, written contract.
今天你听一个人，就算是在教会里面讲说，我们用这样的方式去爱神，我们用这样的方式去跟随神，我们用这样的方式去敬拜，你跟吗？
Now, if you hear somebody saying at church that we worship God this way and we follow God in this way, will you believe him?
他讲话讲的这个很有，听起来非常的话语听起来的非常有这个感动人。
And what he said is very touching to everybody.
那讲的道理也很多。
Of course, there's a lot of philosophies that he can say as well.
甚至也许他有许许多多的学位。
Maybe he has earned a lot of degrees as well.
甚至他会说，我曾经跟神有一个这种灵里的一种经验是你们不知道的，但是我有的。
Or maybe he will tell you, in the past, I have had a spiritual experience with God and that you guys don't have.
所以今天我可以替神说话。
That's why I can speak for God today.
可是我们凭什么信他？
But how can we believe him?
他敢把他所说的、所做的一切写下来，让我们去看、去证实、去经历吗？
He writes down. He or she will write down everything he has experienced, and we can see it. And are we going to believe him?
Can they do that? Can they even do that? And the answer is no. 但是神，你知道神说出来的话是不会变的。
But we know what God has said will never change.
因为神是一个不会变的神。
Because God is unchanging.
然后神的话是有能力的。
And God's words has power.
人的话。有时候有果效，有时候没果效啊。
Human's words sometimes has some effectiveness.
神话语的能力是可以从无中创造出有的创造力的神。
God's power, God's words can create everything from nothing.
先知以赛亚跟我们说，当神的话出去的时候，绝对不会在他还没有成就神的心意之前，不会突然返回的。Isaiah tells us that when God's word go out, it will not return empty-handed without accomplishing His will. 神知道我们人的软弱，所以神说我不但应许你，我把它写下来，所以几千年、几千代的人，你可以回来看我的话，然后你就可以看见我的话是实在的。
God knows us, and God has already said, I not only promise you, but I will also write down my promise so your next generations and generations can see what I have written.
你不要为任何一件事情忧虑。
Do not worry about anything.
不要为任何一件事情忧虑。
Do not be anxious about anything or everything.
Not one. 这是一个很绝对的说法，是不是？ It's an absolute statement.但是你要却要将全部的事情，凡事，全部所有一切的事都交托给神。
But you have to give all things to God.
因为神接受。
Because God will take it.
因为神要接受。
Because God wants to take it.
因为神要做工。
Because He wants to work.
他要做什么工啊？
What He wants to do.
他要让你看见他所应许给你的平安。
He wants you to see the peace that he has promised to you.
今天的人忧虑因为没有平安。
People nowadays, they worry because they don't have peace.
今天人忧虑不是因为不能克服我们的困难。
They worry because it's not because they cannot overcome the problems.
今天人忧虑也不是因为我们太有责任感了。
Not because he has the responsibility.
我们会忧虑，甚至不是因为别人对我们不好，或者是这今天世界上面的这些，不论是国家、政治、企业或社会上面的领袖，他们是有缺失的人，所以我们忧虑，不是。
Not because others are mean to us, or not because the leaders from different countries they are not perfect beings, but they all have flaws.
这些是有影响的，可是这不是原因。
All these will affect us, but this is not the cause.
今天的人，全世界的人，在接下来几十年的时间，越来越严重的这个忧虑，是因为人没有平安。
The anxiety that everybody face nowadays and next generations to come because we do not have peace.
我们讲的平安不是表面上面的和气而已。
The peace we talk about is not a superficial harmony.
Yeah. 我们讲到的平安是在你的生命最深处使你得到安全感，使你得到安定感，使你能够安稳的过生活，一步一步脚踏实地的喜乐的心去过生活的一种平安啊。
The peace we're talking about is in the deepest of your life, you will feel the security, you will have, you will feel the stableness, and you will go on with your life, step by step, solidly.
这个平安是神应许给我们的。
This peace is what God has promised to us.
这个平安不是这个世界上面所能够给我们的。
This is not something what the world can give us.
这个平安是连你跟我都想不出来的一种平安。
This peace is not something that you and me can imagine.
神的话说是一个出人意外，是出乎你意料之外，是没有人能够解释给你听，是没有人能够供应给你的，但是却是你实际上面会能够得到的。
God has already said this peace is unexpected, and this peace is...
This piece is unexpected. This piece is unfathomable. This piece is not anyone can provide for you. This is not even a piece that you can think the best kind of peace that you can have. It is beyond our comprehension. But it is the promise that God has for us. And it is God's promise that we can experience.属神的儿女就有这种平安。
And God's children have this kind of peace.
平安就像那个刚生出来的婴儿在他的母亲的怀抱当中。
Peace is like a newborn baby who is lying in his mother's arm.
不是在爸爸的手中。
Mother, not dad's arm, but.
爸爸有时候会不小心把孩子掉下来。
Because dad sometimes probably would drop the baby.
爸爸粗心，妈妈不会。
And father is careless, and but mother will not be.
弟兄姐妹，还有这个还不信的朋友。
Brothers and sisters, and our friends who have not yet believed.
当你看到那个刚出生的婴儿被妈妈抱在怀中的那种安稳满足的时候。
When you see the peace that a newborn baby has in mother's arms,
你有没有想过，你上回是什么时候经历到这种平安呢？
Have you ever thought that when was the last time you had experienced this kind of peace?
那个孩子还是仍然也是在这个世界当中啊。
And this baby also belongs to this world.
空气里面有病毒病菌。
There's the virus in the air that he breathed in.
父母最好的照顾，可是谁知道在这个东西上面会不会 沾一些脏的东西，或者是食物没准备好，让那个孩子吃了健康会受影响。
Although parents do their best to take care of him, but we never know. There might be some virus or disease in the food that he might digest.
和孩子在成长过程当中，不论是爬或走路，可能随时随地都会摔啊，都会撞啊。
When he is growing, when he is trying to crawl or walk, he can also fall.
可是那个孩子从来不会觉得他不平安。
But that child never had a feeling of unpeaceful.
只要他在他的母亲的照顾之下。
As long as he's under the care of his mother.
只要他是在他父亲的照顾之下。
As long as he's under the care of his father.
主耶稣基督他在离世之前他就告诉他的门徒
Before Jesus Christ departed this world
在约翰福音第十四章二十七节这样说
He told his disciples
他说我留下平安给你们
I have given you peace
我把我自己的平安我赐给了你们
My peace I give to you
这个我给你们的不是这个世界上面所能给的。
The peace I have given to you is not the world can give to you.
你们心里面不要难过，你们也不要恐惧。
Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid.
你们能够有我的平安。
You will have my peace.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters,
如果你已经信了主耶稣基督
If you have already believed in Jesus Christ
你现在在你的生活当中面对的是什么样的环境啊
What are you facing today?
这个世界上面的事情这个国家里面的事情你自己这个祖国的事情你家庭的事情多少事情在搅扰你
What's happening in this world? What's happening in this country? And what's happening in this family?You're all troubled by all this.
多少事情你在忧虑烦恼
You're worrying many things.
回到主耶稣基督的面前
Come back to Jesus Christ.
把你自己把你的心思意念交给主耶稣基督
Give yourself and give your mind and give your thoughts to Jesus Christ.
让他的恩典让他的怜悯充满你
Allow His grace, allow His mercy to fill you.
让耶稣基督的灵能够充满你。
Allow His spirit to fill you.
让神的话能够充满你。
Allow His words to fill you.
那你就可以经历那个平安。
Then you will experience this peace.
你就不会害怕。
Then you will not be afraid.
这个国家的前面道路是什么？不怕。
What's the future of this country?Not be afraid.
生命的我的生命的健康前面道路是什么？我不怕。
How is my health going to be? I'm not be afraid.
因为我心里面是满足的。
Because in deep in my heart, I am satisfied.
因为我电话跟神连上了。
Because I have connected with God.
因为我是主的，他也属我。
Because I belong to him and he belongs to me.
如果今天你跟我们一起聚会的，你还不是基督徒。
If today you're with us and you are not yet a believer,
这个平安，主耶稣基督所赐的平安也可以被你得到。
This peace that Jesus has given to us, you can also have it.
这个世界给不了。
This world cannot give it to you.
这个世上的人给不了。
The human beings in this world cannot give it to you.You yourself cannot give it to you.
但是爱你的神可以给你。
But this loving God can give it to you.
主耶稣基督已经为你的罪而死了。
Jesus Christ has already died for your sin.
只要你愿意到神的面前说神啊，我知道我不认识你。
As long as you're willing, come to the Lord and tell him that, Lord, I know I don't know you yet.
我以前是无知的。
I did not know anything before.
我以前只知道走自己的路，为自己负责。
I only knew to walk my own path and be responsible for myself.
却没想到我是远离你、顶撞你、 可怜的在这个世上生活。
But I did not know you that I have left you and I have offended you.
原来你是答案。
And you are the answer.
今天我发现了，原来主耶稣基督，原来基督徒所说的主耶稣基督就是那位医生。
Now today I know that the Jesus Christ that Christians have talked about is that doctor.
你只要在神的面前向他承认你的罪，你愿意回转到他的面前，你就成为他的儿女。
As long as you confess your sin in front of Jesus Christ and turn back to Him,
你就如那个孩子回到了父母的最美好的关照的当中。
Then you will be like that baby who has returned to his parents' arms.
你会经历到那出人意外、想象不到，但是却又实在的平安。
You will experience that unexpected, peace.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
父神，我们感谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
主，我们感谢你，你将你的心意这么明白的借着圣经告诉我们。
Father God, we thank you that through Bible you have so clearly told us your will.
我们感谢你在这世上的这么多的教会，这么多的基督徒用他们的生命在为你做那美好的见证。
We thank you that there are so many churches and disciples in this world who have testified for you.
主，今天你的话语安慰我们。
Lord, your words have comforted me today.
主，今天你的话语就像那盏明灯，将我现在生命的道路上面照得一清二楚。
Lord God, your words are just like that light who have shined on my path.
主，你给我们方向。
You have direct us.
主，你与我们同行。
You are walking with us.
主，让我们因为紧紧的追随你。
God, allow us to follow you closely.
因为我们紧紧的追随你，我们就得平安。
Because we follow you closely, we can have the peace.
主，让今天世界上面的人看见。
Lord, please allow the people in this world
被你的爱触摸到的基督徒。
The Christians who have touched by your love
是一无挂虑、一无忧虑的人。
Are the ones who have no worries and who has no anxiety.
是能凡事依靠你的人。
Everything we depend on you.
是有那说不出的却是丰富的平安同在的人。
With this peace that we cannot just describe in words, but we have it in our deep in our hearts.
我们这一切的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.